boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, Saturday edition, because we have some girls here that we haven't seen for a minute. The lovely Sarah.
Oh, hey.
We have Melissa.
Good morning.
And Kiana.
Hello.
Who's kind of a regular at this point, right?
Kiana's Sarah, the OG.
The OG.
OG.
And the birthday girl, which we'll get into that in a moment. Sarah, if people want to call us, leave a message, text, or whatever.
Yes, please call us at 253-271-9343. That's 253-271-9343. Or send us a lovely email to thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Which Melissa checks frequently.
I do.
Yep.
Thanks, Melissa.
It's linked to my normal account, so.
You're like, cool. This is my life now.
So Melissa's got you. She'll reply on everything.
Marathon. So Kiana, you just celebrated a birthday. We want to all say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a Sag? Or are you the one before?
I think I'm like on the cusp or whatever. So I'm Sagittarius, I guess, more. So
We're better.
Oh yes, most definitely.
So I heard you flew out to LA and saw a show. What show was it?
I saw the band called The Dirty Knobs. I know, it's a great name. I've been seeing them for quite a while. It's actually Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, okay.
It's his side band. And they just play like in little bars and stuff just for fun.
Good for them.
So yeah, so it's a lot of fun to go see them if you like a lot of like just guitar work and stuff.
And you're a big Tom Petty fan.
Mm-hmm. Huge Tom Petty fan. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed your birthday. It's better than that one time I tried planning her a surprise birthday party
with
everybody, and I got her a sash and a crown and everything, but it was like flu season, so everyone, you know, I had text messages saying, hey, I have stuff coming out of both ends of me, I can't make it. So literally everyone was sick or, you know, had to fly out or had something going on, so I showed up because I lied to her. I said, hey, I need help filming something, can you be my assistant? And
that's so sweet.
He showed up and I'm like, so good news is we don't work tonight. Bad news is your surprise party didn't pan out like I wanted it to.
It was so fun though.
But yeah, I went and we got dinner and I made her wear the crown.
Yes,
you did. That was really nice.
A furly crown, but it was funny.
It was fun.
Yeah, so it was more fun than that one.
Yeah. Your birthday is right around Turkey Day, so
it's
kind of tough because everyone's like flying
it
out.
It is. That's why I just never really say anything or do anything because it is just, it's really hard just to get anybody together. So it's just like, man.
Those holiday
birthdays.
I'm
not into birthdays anyway, so.
Yep. And you don't really drink, so it's like, let's get you delicious food.
Yeah, pretty much.
But somebody else is celebrating a birthday here.
And I'm the opposite of thinking birthdays are little.
Yeah.
Birthdays are the best thing
ever.
Yeah,
so I, you know, cleared my schedule. I will be attending your festivities, Sarah.
Yes. Are you two attending as well?
I'm going to try to make it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so excited.
What are you doing, Sarah?
I am going to turn up at the club. Shocker. My father decided to nix the whole having
really?
A house party.
You don't want everybody back over?
I do. I definitely do. And I tried to convince my dad for a year now to let me. But he didn't budge.
Oh.
So we're taking it to the Baltic Room.
That's going to be a good party, though. Baltic Room is pretty legit.
Yeah, it's fun. I know it's like one of those things I can't control, but like I'm so nervous that it's just going to be one of those nights. You know when you go out and you're like, oh, it's a Saturday night, we're going to rage. And then like it's kind of dead. And you're kind of like, why?
Well, I feel like with as many people as you invited, it won't be dead.
True. We'll make it the party. We'll make it the party.
It'll be like Chicago. There was only four of us, and we made the party.
There was four of us?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were pretty
Oh, yeah, the intern was there, too. Or the shadow.
Yeah, it was like five of us then, because we had our buddy
two.
Danny, we had the job shadow, and we had the gal, and I think her name was Jennifer.
And Chris, the guy who took us.
Oh, yeah, the guy that you met there.
Whoa, yeah.
She was digging on him.
Those good times.
We were pretty drunk. Anywho, so Thanksgiving just happened. I want to kind of get into that before we get into our big topic of the day.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do for Thanksgiving? Okay, I should phrase it this way. Everyone's used to your typical, like, turkey and your stuffing, and you get, like, all your extended family all in one place. But I didn't do that. We don't really celebrate it traditionally. So I want to know about your non-traditional festivities, because we don't do turkey. We just did a ham, pineapple ham. It was awesome.
God.
Yeah, two things you hate.
Two worst things ever. Now you need to do is sprinkle some cilantro on that.
Yeah, right. That's why we made that specifically. Like, what if Melissa comes over? We should make something she hates. So she didn't come over. But yeah, we did that, and it was just the four of us, and we just sat in our pajamas all day. We didn't dress up.
Yeah, it was just the four of us too. My family makes like lasagna. We had a butternut squash kale lasagna. It sounds weird, but it was bomb.
I believe it.
And gosh, they made so much food, and it was just my mom, my dad, my brother, and I, which was really nice. And then we saw the dirty Seth Rogen movie.
Oh, the night before.
Yeah, we saw that. So
how was it?
It was good.
It looks funny. I want to watch
Seth Rogen's hilarious. So yeah, it was very just mellow but chill but fun. Like, my family's on the East Coast, but I'm kind of glad because I don't really know them very well. So it'd be the awkward, like, so
how's
what
school?
Are you doing with your life? And I'm like, I don't care what you're really doing with your life.
Well, I was going to say Mexican families are worse. They're like, so do you have a boyfriend yet? Like, since I was 13, you have a boyfriend?
Are you pregnant?
It's like with baby number 3. No. Melissa, what did you end up doing?
I stayed in with Colin, and my little brother moved up to Ballard too, so it was just the three of us. And then
you made a whole turkey though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's awesome.
And then we took care of my coworker's dog. Uh-huh. His name's Bandit, and he's so freaking
Bandit
cute.
And Gambit. Oh, yeah. That sounds like
he hated my dog so much. Every time he'd like be within eyesight of him, like, he'd start growling. Oh, and no. He's like this massive dog, and Gambit's just this tiny, like, 11-pound baby dog.
Where is your family and Colin's family? Are they not around?
Colin's family is from Missouri, so that's not happening.
They're over there.
Yeah.
I am not going to Missouri.
Well, we already went there twice this year, so I'm good.
That's enough.
And then my other family, thanks. We usually have a Thanksgiving breakfast, but for some reason we didn't, so we were kind of just left out.
Are you guys not big Thanksgiving people?
Well, we are. It's just that I have, like, 5 other siblings, and they all have significant others, so they always go to the...
Yeah, everybody's all split.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we'd have breakfast, but not this year.
Hmm. You have some of your family in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people.
Yeah.
All over.
Big families. Kiana?
Just kind of mellow. My brother flew in from D.C. He lives and works out there now. So it was just the four of us.
Wait, you were in California Tuesday but didn't stay. Is it your family in California?
I have still some family in California.
Oh, okay.
I just flew down for the night. I flew back Wednesday. My brother actually flew in about the same time Wednesday. So we met at SeaTac and then went back.
Cool.
Yeah, went back home. So he's here till Sunday. But Thanksgiving, we used to do like big, like, whole family, mm-hmm. but most of the family's dead now, so it's just like us. So, to be realistic. So it was just the four of us, but it was kind of nice. It was just real mellow, just low-key.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of the nice thing. Like, a couple Thanksgivings ago, so not the last one, but the one before, it was supposed to be the four of us. My mom has always had this dream, like, she just had the dream of having, like, a big, big family dining room table with a bunch of kids. She always wanted a bunch of kids, but she only got stuck with my brother and I. And we had foster siblings throughout the years, but nobody ever stuck around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple Thanksgivings ago, we had... My grandparents were in, because my grandpa was helping my dad with some stuff, and then he got injured, so my grandma came in to take care of him. So it was the four of us, plus my grandparents. Then my brother's girlfriend was here, because her family's lived out of state while she was going to school here. And then our friends Christine and Chase didn't have a place to go, so they came over. So, and then my cousin Jessica and her mom came over.
Aww.
So it was just like this big, big table with so much food. And my mom cried. And that freaking made me cry because she's mm-hmm. like, she got her dream come true. It's like
cute.
She got their big family meal, you know. It's
I love like that. Like, our house used to be kind of like just the four of us because all my, like I said, they're all on the East Coast. So we're all just like, whatever. But we'd always take in like people that didn't really have a place.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has a lot of friends that just don't celebrate. And so they used to come over. And then I always had a boyfriend who like had a bad situation or whatever. So he would come over. And I like kind of like that. I like when you like and you know everyone.
Well, it's like,
you
have your own, like you make a family.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not like your great aunt that you haven't seen in, mm-hmm. since you were 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know what happens the day, like literally after you're done eating your turkey and everything, shopping.
So did you guys do that Black
no,
Friday?
No, I almost did. I woke up super early just because I couldn't go back to sleep. I woke up at like 1 something in the morning.
Mm.
Couldn't go back to sleep. And I was very tempted to, but you know, it was cold when you'd move the blanket, so I stayed in bed. And I was like, nope, too cold.
It's not worth it.
But everyone is doing, you know, doing the shopping thing, buying here, there. Like, that's all you've been hearing about, you know, riots and stampedes and trampling and pushing.
What? I haven't heard of any of this.
Well, like, I mean, you see the videos on Facebook and stuff.
Has it been as crazy as it normally is? Because nowadays, everyone's so online.
Yeah,
I get my Black Friday deal online
now. I think they just played up.
Yeah, well, this year I know definitely store shopping was down and online shopping was up. Because I don't want to go to the store at like 2 in the morning. You do it online.
Where you camp out and like...
I just want to watch idiots. I think it's awesome. Like, because I saw a video of a kid was holding like a vegetable steamer.
Oh, yeah.
And this woman snatches it out of his hands. I'm like, this is a little kid. It's not like a 12-year-old. This kid looked like he was 8 or 7 or something.
Why does that kid need a vegetable
steamer? I think he was holding it for his mom or something. But why does anybody need a vegetable steamer? Do you really need a vegetable steamer that bad?
I have a vegetable steamer.
But like, do you need it that bad that you're going to snatch it away from a kid that's holding it?
Well, what was the discount on it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
How much are we talking here?
I was like, $3 vegetable steamer that's like, normally $50. Yeah.
I could totally see myself, especially if it was in that atmosphere, I'd be like, F you, little kid, that is mine.
So you don't even like vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do, you're a weird child.
No, but like, okay, so we're in that holiday season. It is now officially Christmas. It's going to get bombarded in your face.
Crazy. You guys, Thanksgiving already happened. This is crazy.
I still feel like Halloween was 2 weeks ago.
Seriously. Like, can time stop for...
a minute?
Maybe more than that. I'm not ready for all of this. And then 2016 is right around the corner. What? Oh my gosh.
I know, that's 1 year closer to our high school reunion.
Yeah.
Some of us.
I graduated in 2007.
Yeah, same.
Whoa. So I'm, yeah, like next year, 2017, that's going to be my, oh my God, I'm so excited to see all the people I hate. Or then, like, they all kissed your ass now because, you know, you grow up. Like, I was like, I had the ugly duckling phase for, like, up until like senior year, I wasn't so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I had someone like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in 2 years. You got hot. I'm like, thanks.
I rocked that ugly face too. It's a good face.
And then now they see you. They're like, "Hey, I'm still mildly good looking, but I have kids now and I'm divorced. But you're hot. You know, we should go out." I'm like, "No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
I don't want your kid."
Yeah, take care of your kids.
Yeah. But Melissa, you're actually doing something that's really awesome. You mentioned to me, and you should talk about it.
Is it the Secret Santa? Yeah, I signed up for Reddit Secret Santa, my very first one, and I got assigned to this 19-year-old kid in Norway. And I won't give his whole username, but it's long and some other stuff. So I'm really excited to address a package to Norway addressed to a Mr. Long.
That actually sounds like a name, though.
Did I hear this right? Did what? Wait, what? What? You just find someone on Reddit and is like...
Well, they assign them to you. So you, you had until the 23rd or something of September... or something, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, you just sign up and then you say, oh, do you want to like do international? And I was just like, sure, why not? And now I'm kind of regretting it because the shipping's probably going to be a lot, but whatever. And then they just assign you a random person.
And he's going to give you a gift?
No, someone else is, hopefully.
Mm. Wait,
someone else is assigned to me.
Do you have a wish list?
I have a Pinterest.
Do they like? But how do you know what to buy them?
You just fill out like this little thing about you, like, you know, like a short bio, like what's your favorite movie, what's your favorite color, what size shirt do you wear, like just stuff like that, and everyone fills that out, and then you can add links to like your Facebook if you want or your Pinterest or whatever.
What are you gonna get this child?
Yeah, he's 19.
This long child. Well, it said on his little bio that he liked to collect coffee mugs, so I was thinking for one of the gifts I'd get him like a Seattle one because he's in Norway. So.
I was gonna say maybe send him some Seattle coffee, like really good Seattle coffee.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's a good idea. I haven't really put too much thought into it because I don't know what a 19-year-old likes. If anyone listening knows what 19-year-olds like,
19-year-old boys, 19-year-old
porn. I mean, it's been a while. Porn,
American porn.
They can get that on the internet. Why should they spend money on that?
That's true. You can What's the drinking age in Norway?
I think it's probably 18.
They can probably drink.
But I don't know if you can mail out alcohol.
I internationally, it might be weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
just smuggling some crazy stuff in
there.
It's
just a process and probably really expensive to mail alcohol.
Girl, you better get on that. It's going to be Christmas like tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Get a coffee mug.
I think the coffee mug's a good idea.
Yeah, especially one that says Seattle on it.
How much are you supposed to spend on this? Does it say?
Like at least $20.
Oh, okay.
But I want to do like a whole little package of cool stuff.
You should send like a picture of yourself to.
Yeah, naked. Just naked. Send like a little USB drive with like, you know, you doing it.
You and Colin.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get that on the internet.
Yeah, it's just barking in the background. Don't you want to know what yours look like? You're like, who gave it to you? Don't you want to know what they look like?
Yeah, yeah, I would.
Yeah, right? So. That wasn't
you
that weird.
You just make them like a you know, like,
yourself.
Like, not
you know,
naked.
You know when you do like greeting cards, like the Christmas holiday cards?
Yeah.
Do send them one of those. Like, hey, happy holidays from, you know, Colin, Melissa, and Gambit.
Yeah.
I mean, Thor. You should just do like, yeah, Thor, Melissa, and Gambit.
Thor, Crystal, and Gambit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
There we go.
A callback. That's really cool. I'd love to do that because I've seen, granted, you don't know what you're going to get. You might get an a-hole that just gives you the bare minimum, if that. But I've seen, like, on Imgur, people will post, like, hey, this person sent me all this stuff. And it's pretty... I think Bill Gates did one, too, mm-hmm. once. And he sent off, like, some really cool stuff. One of those, like, famous rich people did one, too.
I think it's cool to just know that you're going to get a gift from a complete stranger.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to get me. Because you have no idea.
You really don't. Like, it's not like your family. You'd be like, well, my mom was looking at these boots the other day, and she doesn't like those boots, so they're probably for me.
Yeah.
Something like it's like, you definitely have no idea.
Not your size, mom.
I might have to get into that. That seems like something fun. I might have to do that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll let you know how it goes this year, and then.
Yeah. Then maybe. We'll figure it out. All right, moving on to our big topic. We found this. Melissa and I were looking around, and... we're all in our 20s, for the exception of Kiana. You've mm-hmm. only been in your 30s for a couple days now. It's pretty life-changing experience.
Yes, it is.
You look like a whole new woman.
The difference. I
walked in here and I was like, I know. She's 30.
She's womanly. She's so mature.
So mature.
You're like, yeah, shut up.
Thanks, guys.
No, you've always been really chill, really mellow, and I don't think, you know. I can never tell your age. I always thought you were our age.
Yeah.
You're good.
I don't know. There's no difference. I don't know any difference.
I feel like you were going to be the exact same.
Yeah.
Until you're like maybe 70.
She's going to always have old, like, awesome furniture. And
yeah. She's going to be like, yeah, I went to this show.
Yeah.
Last night, man. I was totally rocking
it's
up.
Probably true.
But we found it was on cosmopolitan.com, depending on, I mean, if you don't like them at all or whatever, don't matter. Because I like this list. It says 26 ways to make the most of your 20s.
Whew.
And so I cut out the section so we all have a little bit to read. We can just all skim through it real quick. Mm-hmm. I got the first seven. First one on the list is educate yourself. You don't have to do things like college. Get work experience, travel, read challenging things. Just don't be ignorant. And I don't know if you like, and I think that could also apply with like, you know, go learn a new skill, whether it's a different dance class or, you know, glass blowing or something. Just always keep learning, which I think, you know, I want to learn all these things. I want to learn how to fire dance. I think that'd be hilariously awesome because I might singe off my eyebrows, but still, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, I need to be better at that for sure. Like traveling and stuff. I don't know. I don't have the travel bug at all.
Really?
Like, I love America.
But within America,
but I love it.
You like can travel plenty of places around.
Yeah, I've been to, you know, the East Coast, California, Arizona. Like I lived in all those places.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
I've been
probably
to Vegas a lot. So that's kind of. I'm not really. I would kind of want to go to the South. I feel mm-hmm. like I won't like it.
You probably won't because there's a lot of meat.
Everything and
a lot of meat.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be a total like culture shock. But I wish I wanted to go to Germany.
I think it's because you traveled a lot through your life when you were younger. You moved around a lot to different states. So like I was very stationary. From the time I was 6 to about almost 23, I lived in the same house.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So for me, it's like, I need to get the hell out of here. That's why I love getting out of Seattle, out of Washington as often as I can when it is possible, just because I get really restless. Which explains, like, that makes sense for the both of us.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? What are your favorite ways to educate yourself or to learn or to travel?
I like to try to pick up new hobbies or at least, like, try something and decide if I want it to be a hobby. So, like with rock climbing, like, that was just something that I kind of wanted to do, spur of the moment, and now it's something that I do regularly to stay in shape. And, like, now it's like, oh, we should do tennis. We should take a cooking class. You know, we should learn how to make wine. Like, there's just so many things that I want to do, but like everything costs money and everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We should compile a list for our next podcast of things where we can educate ourselves or learn how to do stuff that's really cheap or free.
Yeah.
Right. Or create like a service. Be like, all right, I know how to do A, B, and C. You know how to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. I will teach you this if you teach me that, and then we'll do it for free.
That'd be cool.
Stuff like that. Kiana, yourself?
I never really picked up. I guess my hobby was travel and going to shows and just experience meeting new people, going different places, just soak all that up. Still do it in your 30s and 40s, obviously, but in your 20s when you're young, you still can do it.
Yeah, like
do it before like work hits or family or anything like that.
I was gonna say, a lot of people, you know, already have kids and stuff by the time they're in their 30s. So yeah, in your 20s, get it all out of your system.
Yeah, definitely.
You're so independent. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I like it that way. I don't mind being alone. I mean, sometimes it really sucks, but it's just, I'm more...
There's a difference between being alone and lonely.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm, like, cool being, like, alone, but, like, I would never just go somewhere alone.
Well, like, go to a different state out of nowhere, right?
Just go somewhere alone. Totally was like, I'm fine to be alone, but I don't want to be alone. But, like, when people just go to a bar alone,
yeah.
I'm like, wow. Or, like, the restaurant I work at, a lot of people just go to the bar alone or just go and have a meal alone. And yeah. I'm just like...
Do they ever read, though? Like, I see some ladies that have, like, their books or they get their work done.
Yeah, they read or they're on their laptop or they just sit there and just eat. And I'm just like, I would definitely take out, go home in my PJs and watch a trashy show.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I would never go to a bar alone and just talk to the bartender.
Well, you know, sometimes, like, when you live alone, it is nice just going out and just being in that social situation. Even when you're by yourself. I mean, it's like, hey, I'd rather go maybe chat with somebody at a restaurant at the bar than just sit at the apartment alone again.
So, I need balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's nerve-wracking at first, but then you kind of just realize, like, who cares? Like, I'm just going to go eat or have a drink. Like, I don't care what other people think. I'm alone. Who cares? Like... Yeah, you know, I just can't get over it.
I just get really angsty. No, I don't really care what other people are thinking. I'm just like, I'm bored. Like,
I feel like nowadays everyone would probably go on their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I don't want to do. I'm like, I can be on my phone at home. Like, so, like, I've done that where I've gotten, like, I went and bought comic books and I was starving and I wanted sushi, but I was shopping by myself and you can't really take sushi to go and have it taste as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just ate there, but I just read my comics there.
Yeah.
But I ate very quickly. Second on the list, vote. Make that education count.
Vote?
Yeah, vote.
Sorry.
Oh.
I thought I heard that and then I was like, vote. Okay.
Took you a sec to figure it out?
Well, I guess. I'm so one of those people that... I don't even know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, like, your dad must be excited for that.
That I don't know what's going on?
Well, like, yeah, because he's always about, like, everybody be informed, everyone vote, and blah, blah. Yeah, anyway.
No, I think especially now, people need to be informed.
I feel like because we have a lot of idiots out there right now, and that might be deciding our future here of our country soon, so I think we need to pay a little bit of attention to people our age, just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of idiots.
We definitely should, yeah. I just don't.
Yeah, you don't know yet. We have time-ish.
Well, yeah, our age are, like, the lowest voters, and we really need to. We need to get up in there.
Yeah, because I don't, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm very tempted to move to Mexico if certain things pan out.
Yes.
And Mexico isn't any, like, nice place, man.
Are we talking about the one dude that just is getting a bunch of attention?
Yeah, he doesn't need attention, so I'm not saying his name.
A-hole. I was about to.
All right, number three, date lots of people. Who cares if they're right for you or marriage material or even boyfriend material? Are they cool, interesting, and fun? And do you like yourself more when you're around them? You know, you'll learn about yourself more quickly by learning what you do and do not like in a partner. And that's, growing up in Mexican, you know, community at church and stuff, everyone was getting married at 18. Like, they had the same boyfriend since they were 14 and got married. And some of them are now divorced. It's like, go date. Go meet people. Like, sometimes you'll find out stuff about yourself you had no idea about. Or, you know, you'll realize, hey, look, you're kind of an a-hole or you're dumb. Like, that's not what I want for the rest of my life. Go meet people. If anything, you make friends that, like, I've gone on a dates and, like, we're seeing people that I'm still friends with. Like, they're now married and stuff. And we're Facebook friends. And every now and then they'll be like, hope all is well. Like, we became good friends. And we don't necessarily stay in each other's lives because that's a little weird. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's nice to know that, like, hey, you're a person I thought were cool and I want to see you succeed and I learn from you and you learn from me, that kind of a thing. So yeah. I believe it. Date as many people as you can.
I feel it too. I feel like now, especially, it's just changed. I mean, my mom was married at my age by now to my dad. Mm-hmm. And it's just nowadays, it's just not how it works out. And people still think, oh my gosh, I need to be married. Like, I was totally like, I need to be married and have two kids before the time I'm 30. And I'm like, oh, I'm almost 24. It's kind of cramping it all in there.
Yeah. And my mom already had two kids by the time she was my age.
Wow, yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. Nope.
Golly gee. Dang.
Nope.
And my dad, he always says on his show that the 21 or 26 is the new 21.
Yeah.
Like nowadays. And yes. I love that. Oh,
yeah.
Because really, I'm not even 21 yet.
Well, like, it's for me, like, I've done a lot of the partying and stuff, and I'm at that age now, like at 26. I'm starting to feel like that slowdown. Like, I still like to go to karaoke, but I texted Melissa last night. I'm like, I just got home. It's really late. My back hurts. I'm tired. I'm in pajamas. I just showered. I'm in bed. Like, crap, it's only like 9:45. I'm like, hey, does anybody want to go to karaoke? Like, I mean, I feel like let's do something. Like, we could do something. Yeah. And she's like, I'm in my pajamas just now. And I'm like, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah. But I'm like, part of me still feels like we should sometimes.
Oh,
like,
you guys and, like, definitely should still.
I wanted to do karaoke, but I was exhausted. So it's like, okay, we still like to do these things. It's just now we have a, you know, different bedtime.
You guys better switch that bedtime for my birthday because that's when you'll start going out.
I know that's the problem with going out with Sarah. It's like, okay, cool, let's go out to, you know, when Melissa, Colin, and Steve and I are like, let's go do something. And it's like 7:38, let's go to the bar. And then we're usually back by like 11. Sarah's like, nope, we're going to the bar at 11.
Yeah, I went out on Wednesday with friends.
It's a Wednesday.
Well, first of all, it was a Wednesday before Turkey Day. So, and then it was half off bottle wine Wednesdays wherever we went. And we got together at like 6:30 and started drinking wine. I was like, and then we went to this bar and I was like, oh my gosh, it must be almost closing time. And I look at it and it's like 10 o'clock. And I was like, oh my God, I can't start drinking this early. I want to go home now. I'm done with this scene.
But at least it'll be cheaper to get like the Lyft out of there.
Right.
Think of it that way, man. Right. Just positives.
No, it's always good to start drinking earlier. Like, you get happy hour.
Yes.
But then I don't know how people just keep going through it, man.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
By 10 p.m., you know, you're good. It's starting to get crowded. It's time to go home.
And then some places might have an happy hour after 10.
Yeah. See, I love that crowded turn up feeling.
I hate it. I hate having to sit like at the bar for 20 minutes to get a drink. And then I drink it in 5 and I'm going to have to be at the bar for another 20 minutes to get another drink. It's just, like, it's, I don't like it. I don't like the crowdedness.
That's where you start flashing the bartenders. I'm totally kidding.
I was like, do you do that? All right.
Vicky's like, should I try this?
No, I mean, like, I believe that would work, but I'm not, you know, you'll probably get kicked out depending on which bartender. Like, yeah, this bitch drunk, get her out. Number 4, get rid of a-holes who you don't like anymore. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
5, eat new foods. It's exciting and good for you, probably. You know, Aristotle said that. So just, yeah. Go experiment things that you would never eat before. Sarah. I'm proud of you. You eat chicken now.
Thank you.
I'm very proud.
Oh, wow. You eat chicken now.
Yeah. Not like, don't be taking me to Wild Wings or something.
No, she can't do it on the bone yet. It's okay. To be fair, I don't like stuff on bones either, so.
It's the best part.
Oh, I wish I could. I don't.
Yeah, chicken wings are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
You just wait.
We'll get you the buffalo chicken wings, but like the chicken tenders. Just
wait. Oh, I've never had those either. Or the popcorn chicken or any of that.
Those are so good.
I just have like the old school like chicken breast that's cut up really finely.
Cut up the chicken wings. I'll cut up the chicken tenders for you. Okay. 6, spend your money on experiences instead of things. You can buy those expensive boots anytime, but your threshold for going to music festivals will die out pretty fast, so use it while you got it. This is why $5 stuff from Forever 21 is the uniform of music festivals. So yeah, go to music festivals instead of buying that. Like, I read a quote once that said, like, don't buy a coffee table. It was a big long quote, but one of the lines was, don't buy a coffee table you can't put your feet on. And that made so much sense to me. It's like, why are we spending so much money on, you know, decorating our houses and getting the fanciest of furniture and stuff? It's like, take that money, you know, buy the stuff that's going to cost you a fraction and go live your life. Go to the festival.
Yeah. I am so the opposite of that.
The what?
I'm such a cheap ass. All my friends go to EDC and...
You're cheap ass in like everything. Though, so it's not, you know.
True. Well, and like the Gorge and all of that stuff. And I'm just... That's like $300 for me, I feel like, to just get really drunk and then regret being there the whole time.
I don't go to the music festivals at the Gorge when it's 100 degrees out.
Yeah.
Nope, I can't
do
heat.
But tickets are so expensive and I'm just like, Okay, then
well, there's experiences that aren't going to be like that expensive too. It doesn't necessarily have to be a music festival. Like when we went to the Gay Pride Parade or the Pride Festival, like Melissa and I went with Colin, and we ended up going by the EMP, and there's like a big giant like children's park, like what is it, a
jungle
playground,
gym
jungle gym. Mm-hmm. We're climbing it. We're like 20 something year olds with a bunch of little 6 year olds running around climbing.
Oh yeah, it was
things.
For free, right?
Yeah, and it was
oh,
free.
Shoot. Like I would do anything for free.
But I mean, we also like we got food, and you know it's. You know, going out and having those experiences. So don't necessarily feel like you have to spend your money on fancy clothes or items. It's, you know, spend it
wait
on something.
Wait till you're older for that stuff.
Yeah. Because you're going to be moving around a lot when you're young. That's the mm-hmm. one thing I regret. I'm like, we have so much crap already.
Yeah.
When you have
it
to
It just
move.
Accumulates.
Last one I have on mine is spend a lot of time with your friends. Rent beach houses and go on vacations and run away for the weekend, even though you can't afford it, because everyone you know will be tied down with kids sooner than you think.
Oh, I wish I totally did more of that kind of spur of the moment, like, or like 4th of July, you guys, let's all go down to Ocean Shores and just rent a house and say YOLO.
Actually, that'd be a good idea. We should do that next year.
Yeah, right?
Because I was planning on going to Ocean Shores this last year, but it's just it didn't pan out trying to do a camping trip. And it's just hard to get 20 people together and plan mm-hmm. something.
Oh, yes, that's for sure.
So maybe, I don't know, renting a house might be easier.
Yeah.
With cool people like, you know, 10 of us.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, it's the holiday. So, I mean, Melissa and I have been talking, let's Leavenworth or, I mean, go to Portland or go do something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys kind of did that. You guys
we went to Portland.
Yeah, you just kind of randomly were like, peace. Like, so did you and Kiana, actually, right?
Yeah, Kiana and I, like, we've done the whole travel thing. Like, back, I think, was it
April?
Mm-hmm. We went to California and we, like, road tripped all the way back. Yeah. And it was probably one of the highlights of my year.
Yeah.
Both these trips. Melissa, don't get jealous now.
No, well, I'm jealous. I haven't gone anywhere with you.
Right? I know. You should be.
Because we went to Chicago.
Yeah. That was work.
That was good times.
We took a lot. There was a lot of time we were taking notes.
That's true.
But it's just the, I don't know, just going out, being in a different place every night or being somewhere, waking up and you're not, like, you know, when I was with Kiana, mm-hmm. like, where are we again? I don't even know this town. It's like this little crappy hotel and... Like, the one I picked out. The one I bought or paid for, like, picked out was the really crappy, like, I'm tired. Let's just go to the first one we find. It was so bad.
It was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. I mean, it was good to sleep. But it was just so much fun to just kind of see and meet and do all these different things. Yeah. Go to Amoeba Records. Mm-hmm. Check out San Francisco, which I fell in love with. Mm. Like, I would totally live in San Francisco if it was cheaper. but, yeah, even just going to Portland and eating all that delicious food and going to different places and getting drunk and I don't know. Let's do it all again. Let's go right now. Damn it. Kiana, you have more of the list?
Yes. Okay, so I got number 8 here. Ask your still-alive grandparents to tell you stories about their own 20s. When you realize your grandparents might not make it to your wedding, it suddenly becomes urgent that you spend every holiday with them and have real meaningful chats on the phone, even if you have to shout into the receiver to do it.
Oh, my grandfather's deaf as hell.
No, definitely do that. I lost both my grandmothers in my 20s, like, back-to-back. And, definitely just cherish those moments with them because, yeah.
Yeah, even if they're annoying as hell, I don't know about you guys, but mine, I love them to death. They're just either really gossipy or very old school. Mm-hmm. I never really realized until I got older how, like, I'm not super feministy, but my grandfather is a huge misogynist and he's very racist, actually, both of them. And they all 4 of my grandparents are still alive and they all live in Mexico. But it is interesting because, like, my grandma, like, you can kind of hear it in her voice. Like, one of my grandmas, like, she's like, I literally went from my parents' house to my husband's house and I thought I'd be free and I never was, because I went from having to help take care of my sisters and family to having to take care of a husband and then kids. So she never got that freedom. So it does put things into perspective for you when you learn from their mistakes, but mm-hmm. their triumphs as well.
Yeah.
And have you guys gotten to talk to your grandparents much or?
Not really. My grandma and grandpa died mm-hmm. when I was really little. And then my grandparents on my dad's side are kind of jerks and won't talk to us because they don't like my dad. So I don't know. But I love hearing stories from my parents back before we were born. You know what they did. My dad was totally a womanizer. And my mom was actually married before she met my dad. And I think she was still married when they met. But I just love scandal. Hearing stories of how, you know, of their lives before we existed. Mm-hmm. And
because you realize that they're more than just parents, they're people.
Right.
Like, and it's funny to hear their mistakes, but what they used to do. And, like, when I hear stuff about my dad, he's like, Vicky, if you had a drink, you're not allowed to drive. I'm like, well, no crap. I have a very, like, no, like, don't drink and drive at all. Like, that is my biggest pet peeve when people have a couple drinks and drive. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I hear stories of, like, my uncles and my dad, because they were all really close back then, my mom's cousins and my dad. And just the shenanigans and like the legal stuff they would get into. It's like, really? You're freaking out over like something I'm not even doing, and you guys used to do it way worse.
Yeah.
A-holes.
Yeah, I always wanted to, like, I wish we could somehow go back in time and just see our parents
just watch.
When they were our age.
Yeah.
Or even before. Like, I think that would be the coolest thing ever. I mean, my dad was kind of a loser, but my mom was like, he was a loser. And my mom apparently was like such a slut.
I don't think she was. I just think for
she was just
those standards back in the day, maybe.
Well, she was dating two people and they both knew about each other and they were both like, I bet I love you. She's like, that sucks.
Well, then I feel like I'm your mother's daughter because that's pretty much me. Like, I've seen a couple dudes and I'm like, yeah, you're not the only dude in my life, okay? So you're not my boyfriend. If you're in love with me, that's your bad.
Yeah, my grandma's super cool, though. I mean, everyone's dead except for her, and she is awesome. But it's really weird. You know when you're on the phone with, like, your relatives or something and you feel like you just like want to get off the phone and they're just like talking and talking? She's the opposite. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, thanks for calling, bye. Fine. Didn't want to really talk to you anyway.
See, for me it's like I have an aunt, like she's my dad's sister and she's the youngest of the girls, and I think she's almost in her 50s or just about 50, but she has such a youthful energy. Like, she never had kids, she's never been married. I mean, she was kind of engaged for a while, but they didn't get married because of their businesses. They both owned a couple businesses, and for them to merge it, and if they were to get divorced, which they ended up breaking up anyways, it would have been a hassle.
Hot mess.
So, you know, she's just so cool. Like, after the breakup, she's like, I'm going to take up golfing and kickboxing and this, and I own a bunch of houses in Mexico. Like, I own one by the beach in Tijuana. Like, I do this and that. And she's like, Vicky, when you get time and money, you're going to come down. I'm going to take you to all these places. We're going to go on vacation. We're going to go scuba diving. So it's just, she doesn't stop. And she's been to Germany. She's been to the World Cup. She's been to here and there. And it's just awesome. She loves Vegas. She's promised me a trip to Vegas since I was 18. So. So about instead of Vegas, let's go to, you know, Guatemala. Let's do this. So it's like, I love talking to her and hearing her life experiences because she worked her ass off to get what she wanted. Mm-hmm. She got her job. She went to school. She partied. I asked her, I'm like, how many guys have you been with? She's like, not something you need to know. So I'm like, hey, you and me are cut from the same cloth, lady. I love it. All right. Anyways, next on the list.
Okay. Number 9, set up a 401k account
and
savings account and contribute to them regularly. That S compounds over time and you want to retire like a queen. Definitely do that.
Holla!
Start saving money.
I do not. I have no idea.
I don't either.
It's okay. So you can start now. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to put in a lot.
I just recently started.
Mm-hmm. I need to go
talk. Thanks, Dad, for setting that up.
I have to actually, I'm planning a, once I get a few things figured out, I'm actually planning a trip to go talk to a financial advisor and see what they can do for me and help me out.
Todd from BECU?
Yes, probably.
Nice.
Well, I mean, he might be far away, so whatever, like maybe they're nearest BECU. I think he's out of Puyallup for something.
Oh.
Next on the list.
Okay, number 10. Work really, really hard on something you care about. Train for a marathon or take on a big project at work or plan a party that completely kicks its ass. You need a win.
Sarah.
I plan a party every year. It kicks its ass. It is kind of fun to have something to.
Yeah.
But it's kind of stressful too. But it's fun too, I guess.
I believe it.
It will be fun.
You got this.
Got it.
Next.
All right, number 11. Party on weeknights. There you go.
See, what?
Party on weeknights.
You
before
did all
you know
a
it.
Terrible idea.
Before you know it, you won't even want to party on weekends. So. Like, live ass up.
I was going to say, with our schedule,
could you imagine?
It's hard. Like, if we wanted a party on a weekday, we'd have to start at noon.
Yeah, I know.
Because we wake up at, like, before the butt crack of dawn, you know?
Not very conducive to your guys' work schedule.
But there is a few times, like, I remember a couple years ago, I had a buddy named Keith. He's like, hey, do you guys remember a band called Hollywood? I think it was Hollywood Undead.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
of it. Or one of those. It's one of those weird bands, like the emo-y rock rap kind of thing. And he's like, so my buddy, he knows a lot of musicians. So he's like, my buddy, he started his own Deuce. His name is Deuce. He's doing his own solo stuff and he's touring and he did this band. I'm like, oh yeah, I used to listen to him in high school. He's like, hey, do you want to come out and watch the show? I can get free passes and we can go backstage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Studio 7, so it wasn't like, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, that sounds fun. Well, maybe. He's like, I know what maybe means. And it was like on a Wednesday. And I said, screw you, I'm going. I'll meet you. Let me get ready. And I went out on a Wednesday night. We still got back relatively early, I think around 10 something, but still late for us. And I brought my friend along with me and she was super obsessed with this dude. So she was super excited. Like she got her boob signed and got a picture with him. And I'm sitting there like, I really don't care. Like, I'm cool. like, I'll get pictures with you, but I don't care. I don't need anything signed. But it was just like, it was something different. And that was a lot of fun, like partying on a weeknight.
Yeah.
Got to do it every
night. You feel kind of rebellious.
You feel young. You feel very youthful when you do.
You're like, yeah, I can party right now and then wake up in a few hours and it's totally fine.
But like, I hear stories from like the guys back in the day, like on our show, like they're talking, like some of them say, oh, yeah, I remember I'd party all night and then I would come in, stumble in, still drunk.
Yeah, my brother did that a few times when he first started working here.
Yeah.
And he said, Sarah, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, like I hear those stories. I'm like, I cannot imagine ever doing that. Like, I can maybe, like, I remember I was hanging out with Sage once and we were watching the Seahawks game and had a couple drinks and I got hung out, like, I got hung over by like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens with those Long Islands.
That'll do it to you.
Yeah, I'm like, why am I feeling this crappy already?
I'm drinking Long Islands.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, I normally can have two drinks and be fine. Yeah, that was not the case. But, you know, I felt pretty hardcore the next day. Still a little hungover.
Yeah, she just comes in, she's like, Sarah, I had like three Long Island.
Was it three? I couldn't even keep track.
But it was like in the middle of the afternoon. Why do I feel so bad?
I'm like, I should have had, like, because I've done that where I've gotten really, you know, like, you know, you're watching the game, you get really drunk early on, like at noon.
Yeah.
And so then you coast the rest of the day. And then I was hungover by 8 p.m. that night.
And I just look at him like, that sucks.
Yeah. So I'm like, by the time I wake up or the next morning, I should be fine. I should be past my hangover. Not the case.
Nope.
What else is on the list?
Number 12, quit that job you hate. Job quitters are the happiest people.
Guys, I don't know.
I wish. Not in this economy.
And that's what, yeah. I think it would be nice. It's an idealistic thing. Yeah. But, yeah, if you have a job, hang on to it.
Yeah.
I guess,
unless it's terrible, you can find something.
Unless you line something else up first.
Yeah.
Quit that job as long as you have something else lined up.
Or if you have the money to be
I like how
unemployed.
We're all, the list says, quit. And we're all like, well, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Well, like, to be fair, I like my job, so.
Yeah. I feel like back in the day, people just would, like, just dip out of their jobs. Like, now I feel like, if we did that, even though we're still like kind of young, like everyone would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I hear like Nick, who's on the show and stuff, he just would be like, yeah, I was working at this fast food place and I just like, they wanted this crazy order and I just left. And I'm just
in the middle of the
shift. What? You had balls to do that? That's crazy.
Ugh, yeah, I couldn't do that.
I guess it's the job too. Maybe it's circumstances.
Yeah, it's fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number 13, wear whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
pretty much. Just wear whatever the hell you want. Don't care.
Like it.
Be your own woman.
I wear everything that's not really flattering and just because it's comfy. Big baggy hoodies and comfy. Like, I don't like the UGG type boots that everyone wears.
I got those.
They're ugly as hell, I will admit, but they're so cozy.
The UGG boots?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're so cozy.
See, those were like big surf shoes. Like, growing up in Southern California, I've had those since I was like 5. We used to wear them and then they got really popular again. And but they're the best ever. I still
have
them.
They're so comfortable. Yeah. The only thing I don't do, unless I'm sick, is wear a sweatshirt with sweatpants. If you guys notice my outfit today, I'm wearing sweatpants, but I'm wearing a jacket.
Yes.
Even though I love sweatshirts and sweatpants,
it's a zippy hoodie.
It's just too much.
I know. It's made out of sweatshirt material.
But it's the sweatshirt looks like, okay, the hood jacket, first of all, a sweatshirt is the one that, like,
you don't want baggy on baggy,
right? Baggy on baggy, yeah.
There you go.
That's the only thing I don't do.
Okay. I'll wear, like, a tighter jacket and baggy pants or a baggy hoodie with, like, leggings or
jeans.
Okay, but that's our personal preference.
Yeah.
And that's it for me.
All right, Melissa.
All right, so this first one at 14. Splurge on concert tickets. You'll never regret seeing Beyonce in the flesh.
Yeah, there's a few.
I'd regret that one.
But Sarah, would you regret Beyonce?
I mean, Beyonce's fine, but I ain't dropping like $300 to see her.
Well,
or 200 or 100.
Sometimes it's nice to like know people though. Like
money.
We spent a buddy of mine here at the station. We wanted to go see, went to Deck the Hall Ball. And like the thing about tickets here at the station, especially if they're from other stations, is sometimes you don't. It's a lottery, or you know, we only have a certain amount of tickets that we have for us. So either you have to ask real quick, or you know, hopefully there is any for you. And sometimes you don't even get the best tickets; it's whatever's left over.
Yeah.
So we decided to buy our own tickets, and they were still kind of pricey. And we got literally, we were at the Key Arena. We were in the middle, like right in the middle, from the stage to the very highest point. So at the very top, the furthest back you can be in the middle. And we spent a lot of money on it. But then he's like, "Oh, so my buddy works at Key Arena, and he's actually here," and he got us bumped up to a suite.
Nice.
So, I mean, he's like, "Well, I'm bummed that we had to pay like $70 for these tickets." I'm like, "Yeah, but we paid $70 for suite tickets. If you think about it that way, that is not a bad way
it's
to
nice
think
trade
about
off.
It." Totally. I don't know. It's worth it. Like, it was, we had a fun time. And it's like, we went to Imagine Dragons. Granted, we kind of got those tickets from somebody, Melissa and I. Somebody gave us Imagine Dragon tickets. And it was just a great time, like, to see these shows. Because you're not going to get that from watching it on YouTube. Mm-mm. That's for sure. And yeah, definitely.
Oh, I don't even know how much money I've spent. That's the only thing. That's my hobby. Mm-hmm. So, concerts and the experience. It's not just, it's seeing the band, but it's meeting the people. And I've met so many friends that, like, real deep good friendships just from going to concerts and going mm-hmm. to shows, and we meet up and travel the country together, and
yeah. And it's cool that you guys bond over
yeah,
that
over music over, and yeah. then you find so much else that you have in common mm-hmm. I mean yeah. but yeah, definitely go to concerts.
Dude, Rammstein
live music.
I've gone to Rammstein twice. The two times they've been here last at the Tacoma Dome. The first time I just got tickets to the station mm-hmm. and we kind of got further back, and I brought a gal who's like my sister. We grew up together next door to each other, and it was fine. It was cool. But then the next year I had a boyfriend mm-hmm. and it was his birthday, so I bought him like pit tickets. So we were in the pit, and I dropped quite a bit of money in it. But, you know, to get covered in, there's a big phallic looking cannon and they spray foam at you and nice. It looks like something's happening. It was just so great. Like, I think I have a video clip somewhere on my computer of like us just getting sprayed with foam and me like covered in foam, and it was just so much fun. I caught a drumstick.
Nice.
What?
It was so
Do you
great.
Still have it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'd love to sign, though, but whatever. Next
on
the list.
He touched it.
Yeah. Realize every woman ever has flaws and your body is amazing. The sooner you can accept everything about it, the better. Fighting with food and your body for years is a waste of time and you're busy.
Oh, I need to really learn that.
Yeah, I would have liked learning that, like, when I was, like, 12.
Yeah. Or, like, I saw a picture of myself just recently from, like, 7 years ago. And when I thought I was so fat, and I look at myself now and I look then, I'm like, why was I bitching? Like, why couldn't I have enjoyed it or started working out then and improved myself? And so I could be like still my top physical peak when I was an athlete.
But seriously, guys, I swear when we in 10 years or when we turn 30 or whatever, we're going to look back on this day of a picture of ourselves and be like, wow, we were so hot.
Yeah,
we really are.
It's just enjoy. Like, and I'm at that point where it's like, yeah, I'm not necessarily where I want to be, but for the first time, I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. I'm not hating myself or judging myself for it. And which actually, it's just a lot of negativity you're putting out there on yourself, and it's not worth it.
I do that so much. My mom says sometimes, like, I say to myself, gosh, Sarah, you suck. And my mom always like, now, Sarah, you have to go look in yourself in the mirror and repeat to yourself 5 times that you're beautiful. Okay, Mom. Sarah, you're beautiful. But seriously, like, I need to really work on that, but it's important.
Yeah. You'll get there, though. You'll get to, like, I don't know if you guys get this, too. Like, you got to an age where you're just like, why am I doing this? Like,
yeah,
I'm cool.
I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be at that
it's
age.
It's like Amy Schumer. She's like, I'm 160 pounds, and I could still catch a D whenever I want. Like, mm. And that's the way I see it. I'm like, you know, I've hooked some really sexy dudes, like six-pack abs, ridiculously gorgeous. And it's like, you know, my body doesn't matter as much as I think it does. Like, the
yeah,
way I
feel
look.
Like
it's
it matters
personality.
Way more to yourself yeah. than yeah. anyone else.
So it's like, if you're doing it for other people, like, in reality, you're doing it for yourself. And you're just making yourself miserable.
Yeah. And it's good to just focus on the things that you do like about yeah. yourself. Cause, like, I really like my butt. And yeah. I was just like,
I like your butt, too.
Thank you. I should check out your butt now.
Stand up.
Yeah, so, like, you know, it's okay that you don't like you don't whatever.
Yeah, you don't have abs or yeah. whatever.
Because, you know, you have something that a lot of other people don't have. And then it's the mm. same with, you know, other people. But, yeah, like, growing up, my mom, she's just like, you know, your little sister's. What size pants do you wear? Because your sister was a size 0. I'm just like, Mom. Yeah, she's like that.
Oh,
she's,
no.
She's like, first of all, she's 10 years younger than me.
Yeah. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just better to yeah. just not worry about. There's so many other things in life to worry about than, you know.
Like, enjoy that freaking piece of cake, like that coffee cake we had this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just have that coffee.
I thought that was, like, code for something for a second.
No,
a piece
no
of cake.
It was coffee cake.
I have some more left over if you want some, Sarah. It's pretty tasty.
I'm actually eating my great vanilla non-fat yogurt.
With Ooh. A fork.
Again, with her little baby forks.
With a fork. It's a plastic fork. I love it.
I don't know. Just, like, I mean, I'm not saying be unhealthy and, you know, eat garbage, but it's okay to splurge. It's okay to, you know, balance your life with healthy, fun activities and healthy eating habits. But also, you know, splurge. If you want to sit all day on the couch eating ice cream, watching Netflix, go for it. You know, mm-hmm. that's cool, too, every now and then.
Yeah.
Plus, yes.
Okay.
Don't kill yourself over it.
Oh, next on this list. Don't fake your the sooner your partner knows you're not feeling it, the sooner you can introduce them to your, can I say that word?
Probably not.
To your lady parts. Start enjoying sex.
Never have I ever. I've never faked.
Really?
I think it'd be really fun to fake one.
What? No, like,
Like
I make the noises, but usually I don't get there sometimes. Like, yeah. With like previous boyfriends, like I wouldn't get there, but I know they were close. So I'm like, I'm good. I'm okay with like this being done.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I had fun. Like, I still had fun. I might have not gotten there, but I still enjoyed the road to get there.
Even though I never got there.
I never got to my
destination. I know you got there, though, so you're welcome.
But, I mean, I'm not too worried about it, because normally, I don't know, for me, when it comes to that sort of activity, I like short increments. Like,
the quickies?
You know, yeah, like, I like the quickies, and if they're done quickly, okay, cool, like, in an hour, so let's do it again.
Go away now.
Like in an hour, so let's do it again, or half hour, let's do this again, I want to do it again, it's, I don't know.
Are you like, can you actually get me there now?
Well, I have certain things, like, I can get there myself, which is
cool.
Oh,
yeah, you'll be like, I just gotta go to the restroom real quick.
Or be like,
you didn't get me there.
Or, you know, why don't you get yourself there while he's trying to get you there, if you know what I mean? That's always fun. You've never done that?
That's very fun. No, I'm just
never
like,
done like
sure.
while this is going on while
I'm
they're
just
doing
imagining
it.
Like being in a car and him getting there and you not getting there.
It's just like he parks the car, he gets to the destination, you just sit there.
He just leaves you there.
Thanks.
Cool, I gotta walk there on my own. Yeah. Next on the list.
This is don't buy grown-up furniture. You're going to spend your 20s moving from apartment to apartment.
Yeah, we already said that.
Yeah. Should I just skip it then?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Well, it also says this is why IKEA exists, and IKEA is amazing, so.
I really want to go to IKEA, actually. I love IKEA.
Okay, so the next one is find some sort of exercise you don't hate. Exercising feels like the worst form of psychological torture until you find a kind that's fun for you.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you said you started doing rock climbing. You really like that a lot.
Yes.
I tried it. It hurts.
It hurts. But, like, I don't know. Sometimes you just feel like Spider-Man or something.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a lot shorter, so it's harder to kind of, like, complete a route that someone taller can do. So you have to kind of figure out other ways to stretch your body or hold on to something. And, like, not only is it physically, like...
Demanding,
yeah. It's also kind of mentally demanding because you have to figure out, like...
It's a puzzle.
How you're going to do something. Yeah, so... And then... Yeah, I also feel that way with hiking. I hate hiking, actually. But I love, at the end, when you see, you know, the view.
But then you're like, oh, now I gotta go down.
Yeah, at least it's downhill.
It's not done yet.
But it's downhill, so it's not as bad.
I hate downhill.
No, yeah,
downhill's
it sucks.
Worse.
On your knees,
oh, yeah.
Especially.
Oh, I like downhill. No, I've been working out with actually Matt, our overnight sensation.
Oh, hi, Matt.
I've been working out with him and it's been fun. Like, he makes it fun and he genuinely cares about like the progress. But like, I want to get back because I have really bad lungs. So I want to play soccer again. So I'm very excited to like be able to get that stamina again, to get that leg strength so I can go and play soccer without, you know.
Yeah. Where's my inhaler?
I need an inhaler. But, you know, Sarah, do you do dance at all anymore?
Or? I do. Well, so, yeah, when I'm super stressed out, I, like, blast my music and I pretend I am Beyonce in my room. That helps me with stress for sure. And then I do go to dance class, but ballet doesn't really... Ballet just, like, kind of makes me angry. Because I'm like, I don't want to suck my belly and my butt in, okay? But, yeah, I've been, like, a raging bitch the past 2 weeks. So I've seriously been to a million hot yoga classes. Just because yoga is very, like, oh, yoga, hello, yes, namaste. And I'm like, no, namaste! But it's so hot that it's, like...
It's kind of fighting back.
I'm going to make you pass out. Like, yeah. I'm going to make you pass out right now. And I'm like, oh, my God, namaste. I might pass out. I'm going to pass out. I need to lay on my mat. So that's really helpful for me because it kind of shuts my brain off because the heat is such a distraction of, like, woo, I could die right now. So that's really, really helped me. Of course, then right after I get out of yoga class, I'm in the car and then someone cuts me off. And then I'm, like, raging again. And then I'm like,
you a-hole.
Exactly. So then I'm like, I need to go to another class. But yeah, that's really helped me. But obviously not for a long time because I'm still a raging bitch. But
at least you admit it. No.
Yeah, yeah, right.
What else we got on the list?
Do things alone. Oh. You will spend most of your adult life surrounded by other people, so take advantage of solo time. Eat at a restaurant alone, drink at a bar, go on a trip.
That's all. That's Kiara.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
It's me.
I know. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff alone because, like, I'd get off work early, and so nobody would be home. So I just kind of did my own thing at home. But it gets annoying.
Yeah.
Like, after a couple years of this. So I found other ways to keep myself occupied.
Really?
Okay, the last one on my list says, learn one skill that will help you network in your career. Take a wine tasting class. Learn how to play golf. Anything that will give you something to talk about with stuffy old people in interviews and at conferences.
Yes.
The one thing I've realized, though, living in Seattle, and like, because I've been doing a lot of different things, and there's a lot of nerds here, mm-hmm. and I love it because, like, I'll notice, like, a keychain or something and be like, oh, or they'll say something about Star Wars. I'm like, oh, did you see the new trailer? Did you see the new, like, you know, rumors and blah, 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 and people freaking light up, and you can, there's a lot of older nerds, too, whether, you know, you notice it or not. It's just, it's so easy, just kind of, hey, and they freaking adore you for it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're a girl, they don't really expect it sometimes from you. I don't know. That's just me.
I adored people who knew who I was for Halloween. I was Black Canary, which is from Arrow or whatever. But when people actually knew my costume, I was like,
hey.
Yeah, you do. I'm not Catwoman. I don't got the ears.
I don't know, like, what other, like, I mean, I'm not going to learn how to play golf. That's for sure. I don't like golf. I've tried it, but no, thank you. But what are some other things you think we could do to network with older, stuffy people? Read old books.
Just know what's going on in the world now.
Yeah.
Be in tune to certain topics. Just be knowledgeable.
Just know a little bit of everything, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Networking, if you're kind of networking, usually a specific industry.
Uh-huh.
So that's, it makes it a lot easier because you can just talk about X. Mm-hmm. At least that's from my experience. But yeah, pick up a book. Just watch the news. You'll find something to talk about.
I need to do that more often. Mm-hmm.
News.
Yay.
Sarah, where's your list?
Okay, number 21. Be a great friend to a very small number of people. Learn to be the person to someone you are not romantically involved with. That means showing up when it's not always convenient.
What? I'm assuming not always convenient for you. So if somebody needs you and it's not convenient for you, show up anyways.
Yeah, be a good friend.
But like I've noticed, like I've had an ex who he was the kind of person where he was best friends with everyone he met. Everyone. And he didn't understand how I couldn't do that or even be like good friends with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I like having a small group of people that I can call and be like, let's do this. Let's have dinner. Let's go do this. Like, you know, Melissa probably like gets a lot of those messages because we used to live together. So we'd always be like, hey, there's the four of us. Let's go do something. So it's nicer, I believe, in having four quarters as opposed to 100 pennies. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I
know. Next.
22, I think it kind of goes off 21. And build a network of friendly acquaintances. Meet them for occasional drinks, show up to their events when they invite you, and answer their texts within a few hours. These are the people who will hook you up with an interview when you get laid off or suggest a spare room when you need somewhere to crash for a couple days.
That's good advice.
I like that.
That's good advice.
Yeah, don't leave the other ones hanging. 23, my father would love this. Go to therapy. Yeah. Even if you don't think you have any issues, you do. And talking about them with a neutral party will help. If you're still in college, it might be free.
Actually, I like that. Like, sometimes your friends, either they have their own crap going on or they're not equipped to handle.
Or they're biased to an opinion, yeah. too.
So it's like sometimes you want to talk about your ex and they're like, oh, my God, he's such an a-hole, blah, 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 blah. But it's like if you talk to a therapist, they'll be like, okay, well, why do you think that this affected you that way? They make you think outside the box, which I like.
Yeah, I went to therapy for a while. It was pretty cool.
Like, I recommend it. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as you can enjoy therapy.
Yeah, right. I, like, dreaded going there.
I just didn't like the drive.
Like, this is nice. Okay.
I feel better.
24. Ready for 25?
Mm-hmm.
Masturbate! This is right. The single best way to figure out what you like in bed and fall in love with your own body.
Plus, it just... It's awesome.
It's
fun. I may or may not have spent like $70 on some stuff recently. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You're like, good investment.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
Oh, I mean, it's
if you
the
buy the
best,
cheap ones,
dude.
You buy the cheap ones, you know, they break real easy. So you might as well just go for the expensive one, too.
Right? Especially because I don't have a boo.
Yeah.
Vicky doesn't. I don't have Keanu. No,
boo.
Dude. So you, I feel like you need to relieve that. Area, you know what I mean.
You need to, like, you have that release. Like, and I had this conversation with Overnight Matt. He's like, well, I'm not going to be doing it because, you know, he's working out and stuff. I'm not going to do that for a while.
Oh, what? Really? Matt isn't.
Yeah, like, well, he was doing that. Like, wait, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but anyways, he wasn't doing it for a minute, for a little while, just you know, to see what would happen. And but then he's like texting, you know, people he shouldn't be texting. Matt, And I tell him, like, she, you know, from what you've told me, this is not a good idea. And I'm like, how about this? Anytime you feel like you want to text this person,
text
guy or girl.
Me instead.
No. If you feel like you're going to text, like, an ex-boyfriend or somebody you probably shouldn't, or a guy that you went on a date with and he was just kind of awful and you were thinking, oh, I'll go on another date with him and then hook up because you're feeling, you know, that pent up. Mm-hmm. Go lay down, put some good music on, watch whatever porn you like to watch if you like to watch porn. And get that out of the way. Give yourself a good half hour to an hour. Just get it all out of the way.
Did he agree with you?
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'll start doing that. But like, that's what I've done too. I've like been so pent up that I called three dudes or two dudes and like, hey, let's go on dates. Let's meet. Let's do this. And then I went and took care of it. I'm like, oh, crap. No, I realized it was just
kidding.
I didn't want to actually do that. I was just kind of going off that physical need. So just kind of do that. And if you still want to hang out with the person, even great. That's even better. That means you like them even when you're not horny.
Yeah. And I think it's really good to get to know your own body.
Oh, yeah.
That way. Know what you like and not like. And why would he stop?
Because it builds the testosterone.
Yeah.
Does that what?
Testosterone is what helps you work out and you know, develop muscles and stuff.
Oh, I feel like that's just like, you gotta milk the cow, man.
No, I agree. That's what I told him.
I could just
not in those words.
Like all built up. I don't know. Okay. Woo! Getting all hot and bothered over here.
I hope, Matt, you don't listen to this.
25. Figure out what makes you relax and do it. This doesn't have to be the same stuff that makes everyone else feel good. Have you tried making Pinterest perfect little crafts or Instagram worthy meals and it turns out that you hate that crap and it feels way more indulgent to order Chinese food and splurge on a really expensive bottle of wine? Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone relax. Sarah,
I don't know,
do your yoga breathing. I don't know. What do you guys do to relax? Breathing. Like, you're at home. You want to relax. You had a tense day. I mean, besides sex, because that's usually my go-to. Hey, buddy, want to come over? I had a crap day.
We just learned that you have to go do that. You're on your own, Vicky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know. But now I have like a buddy. And we'll save this for another episode. We're into some interesting stuff. I've been learning some stuff.
Oh,
right. Let's think of, I've been experimenting with stuff, and I will admit to what it is, but I won't go into it today. Think of 50 Shades of Grey, but not for pansies. Like, it's not that crappy romantic stuff. We're actually learning about this kind of stuff together, and it's fascinating. And it's actually very, you know, stress relieving. It's really nice. Anyways, what do you guys do for stress release?
Well, I actually just put on a jazz record.
Well, I read a book, so.
I get tied up and thrown around.
Oh my gosh, do you guys really?
Yeah,
I do. I get a nice jazz record.
I do an herbal refreshment, and I'd enjoy myself.
If I'm not having sex, I'll have access to it, because I don't always buy, you know, it's legal in Washington, you know, it's have a little smoky.
Mary J.
But I have, like, it's not, I forget, I don't know what you'd call it, like, stuff like Mogwai, God's an Astronaut, or, what's it, Explosions in the Sky, that kind of music, just really chill, very little lyrics and stuff.
Yeah,
just
space
relax.
Out a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have some smoky and just relax. Lay in bed.
Yeah, man.
Melissa reads a book.
Yeah, I read. I actually, for my last year's, what's it called, where you...
Gift exchange?
No, where you're just like, I'm going to do this year.
Oh, your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution was to read 30 books this year.
Oh.
I've read 21.
Nice.
So
kind
far.
Kind of. But like, I mean, 9 in a month. That sounds like torture to me.
No, it's been good. I mean, I took like half a year off because I got a dog and stuff, but.
Can you do 9 in a year? Oh. I mean, in the next month?
No, I can't.
Oh.
I'll probably do like 2 or 3, but
still, though, that's pretty impressive. That's more than because I don't know how often you read. So some people, like, if you would have said half of that, like 15, I would have, like, that's kind of what I was expecting you to say. But you did pretty well.
30's a lot.
Here I'm over here. Like, you didn't reach your goal. It's not impressive. Even though I don't think I've ever read 21 books in my life
that weren't required.
No, I still didn't.
With notes,
Sarah. What do you do to relax?
I watch trashy TV.
It turns your brain off. You don't have to think.
It's amazing. And then it realizes, like, your life is insane.
So I feel better about myself.
Pretty chill.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, 26. The last one.
Ooh.
Do something wild and crazy. Go on a whirlwind 3-day long date. Wow, that's a long date. Book a spontaneous trip. Go skinny dipping. Now's your chance before you get married to your HBO account.
Yeah, before you get married and you get stuck watching TV all day.
That sounds kind of
nice. I don't know. Like, I like that. Like, just go be spontaneous. Yeah. Like, let's go do this.
I'm going to Vegas next year. Ooh. That was spontaneous. Woo!
For Rev's wedding or?
No, I don't even know when that is. But
it's in April.
We're going just to go. The girls and I. YOLOing it.
See, I want to go on another trip. I don't really know. Like, a big trip again, but don't know where.
Oh, like Europe or something?
Well, maybe Japan, because I have a friend that lives there.
Oh, yeah.
And she came to visit a few weeks ago, and I didn't really get to see her because I was too busy. I saw her once, and that was kind of a bummer. Like, I couldn't go and do more with her. But, like, go visit her in Japan. I have a place to stay. And, that, like, I've never been to an Asian country before. So I think that would be a completely different world. It'd be ridiculously awesome.
And the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so cheap there, I hear. The food's so cheap. So I'll be eating everything.
All the sushi.
All the foods. Oh, God. Speaking of, I'm hungry now again. I think this is a good place to end it. So if you guys have any things that you think that we should all do in our 20s or even 30s. Like, stuff that, you know, we should do that. Like, I want to hear from you guys. Yeah. It's been a pretty chill day. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is relaxing. This is my relaxation. All right. So until next time, guys. See you later.
Bye. Bye.